USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration announced on Friday that the new legal age requirements of 21 years old for purchasing tobacco products has gone into effect immediately. Dr. Michael Ong tells Fox News,
I think that raising the age restriction for tobacco sales to 21 is a good step. It's not a sufficient step in terms of what is the leading preventable cause of death in the country.
Emergency crews remain on the scene of an explosion that injured about a dozen people at a Beechcraft airplane plant in Wichita, Kansas. Authorities believe a nitrogen tank exploded and that caused part of the building to collapse. Officials are preparing for the big New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Today, crews installed 192 sparkling water for crystals on the ball that will drop at midnight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
There's a big buzz about a study about what's called intermittent fasting. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The study seems to indicate that intermittent fasting can help fight obesity and can help you live longer. Research out of Johns Hopkins University finding that restricting your eating to 6 to 8 hours a day helps regulate glucose, blood pressure, and heart rate. Another approach is so-called 5-2 intermittent fasting, in which people limit themselves to one moderate-sized meal 2 days a week. In the study, Dr. Mark Mattson says intermittent fasting may be able to help with a number of health conditions in addition to obesity, including diabetes, heart disease, and many forms of cancer.
Volkswagen says it will build 1 million electric cars 2 years before its goal. The company had hoped to reach the milestone by 2025, but announced on Friday that it is on pace to reach that mark by 2023. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still has not delivered the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and with the Senate and House out of session until after the first of year, don't expect much action next week as well. Senate Democrats like Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal are demanding a fair trial in the Senate.
My hope is that some of my Republican colleagues will have the same misgivings that Senator Murkowski expressed. Mitch McConnell is sabotaging this proceeding by saying he won't be impartial, he will do the president's bidding.
But Republicans, including former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, are arguing about the hypocrisy now versus when former President Bill Clinton was impeached.
The same way that, 20 years ago, it was the exact opposite, where a lot of Republicans would say that's a real abuse of power, to use the power of the Oval Office to seduce a 21-year-old intern, mm-hmm. and to do so in the White House is an abuse of power also.
Yeah.
But Democrats didn't see it that way, and they didn't vote that way.
And Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden is blasting President Trump over his administration's move to implement cuts in the SNAP program amid the passage of a defense spending package. The former VP tweeted that Donald Trump is cutting food assistance for around 700,000 people, but somehow found $1.4 billion for his sham of a border wall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.